e koyi mena kada balai ga koyi mena kada hegena hegena linda si dengi dada barchin terai godoti mena kaga kanu far kata ka go fundo bom bom ka si go fundo ali pa di go fundo olai ga koi mena kada Baba wa fa koi hendo, borchin terei godoti, walei ga koi mena kada. Hegena, 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 e koi mena kada, e koi mena kada. E koi mena kada
حبينا 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 حبيناك حبينا لو ما حبينا عيونك لو ما حبينا عيونك ما تعذبنا ولا جينا
حبينا حبينا
وحياتك من ضح الروح مش ممكن بالسن بوح وحياتك من ضح الروح مش ممكن بالسن بوح مطرح ما بدك من روح مطرح ما بدك من روح وين ما بدك ودينا
حبينا حبينا
حبيناكي من زمان يا زهرة على غصن البال حبيناكي من زمان يا زهرة على غصن البال حني على القلب والهان حني على القلب والهان ويا حلوة وصي اسمك بتنادي وحياة الطير الشادي الروح باسمك بتنادي حني يا غزال الوادي حني يا غزال الوادي وجوا قلبك خبينا حبينا عيونك لو ما حبينا عيونك ما تعذبنا ولا جينا
ما تعذبنا ولا جينا.
One of the greatest exponents of Arabic music that was of course Farid al-Atrash, also known as the King of the Oud. That track was from Hibina Hibina. Before that, you heard music by Venetian Snares, that's Canadian electronica. And I will continue now with some guitar music. This is by the Greek guitarist Antigone Goni, and she is playing a piece by the Paraguayan composer Agustin Barrios Mangoré. This is called Un Sueño en la Floresta.
Thank you.
quien tiene pena no duerme. Y yo siempre estoy durmiendo. Y yo siempre estoy durmiendo. Y con eso que me la va a ir decirte, serranita, que no te quiero. No te pongas colorada. A mi predica coloradita, tú no te ponga, no te ponga colorada.
¡Hola!
Donde vine a emborracharme,
jaire deva prumpera primo e moriria ai che io tenia un anni ignasi che ti mi vita mora vita già della moriria ai da già della moriria ai guanona lei puso il cura ai guanona passò via ai varga
tracks there. The first was the Greek guitarist Antigone Goni playing music by the Paraguayan composer Agustin Barrios Mangoray. After that you heard Manuel Agujetas, the flamenco singer, accompanied there by Manolo Sanlúcar. And the last track you heard was quite an old recording, I think, by a singer known as La Perla de Cádiz. And I'm afraid I don't know who was accompanying on the guitar. I will continue with the precursor of the guitar. This is music performed on the lute, which is the European counterpart of the oud, which is what you heard beforehand in that Arabic track performed by Farid Al-Atrash. This is a track by an excellent lutenist called Paul Odette, who's recorded all the John Dowland lute music in 5 CDs, and this is from that collection. This is simply called A Fancy. Piece you heard there was by the Gyor Girls Choir, a all-female choir from Hungary, simply singing a piece by the same name as the previous piece, which was by John Dowland of Fancy. I'm going to continue now and celebrate a great Irish writer's birthday, his 106th birthday, that of course is Samuel Beckett. This is a piece read by the very good specialist Beckett actor Brian McGovern, and this is from the third of the three novels called The Unnameable. So it's a short extract, and I'm going to follow it with another extract by Luciano Berio's Sinfonia, which uses the same text as part of one of its narrated pieces in it, alongside other texts by Claude Levi Strauss. So Barry McGovern followed by Luciano Berio.
How all comes right in the end, to be sure. It's thanks to patience, thanks to time. It's thanks to the earth that the earth revolves no more. That time ends its meal and pain comes to an end. You have only to wait, without doing anything. It's no good doing anything. And without understanding, there's no help in understanding. And all comes right, nothing comes right. Nothing, nothing, this will never end. This voice will never stop. I'm alone here, the first and the last. I never made anyone suffer. I never stopped anyone's sufferings. No one will ever stop mine. They'll never depart. I'll never stir. I'll never know peace. Neither will they. But with this difference, that they don't want it. They say they don't want it. They say I don't want it either. Don't want peace. After all, perhaps they're right. How could I want it? What is it? They say I suffer. Perhaps they're right. And that I'd feel better if I did this, said that, if my body stirred, if my head understood, if they went silent and departed. Perhaps they're right. How would I know about these things? How would I understand what they're talking about? I'll never stir, never speak. They'll never go silent, never depart. They'll never catch me, never stop trying. That's that. I'm listening. Well, I prefer that. I must say I prefer that. That what? Oh, you know, who you? Oh, I suppose the audience. Well, well, so there's an audience. It's a public show. You buy your seat and you wait. Perhaps it's free. A free show. You take your seat and you wait for it to begin. Or perhaps it's compulsory. A compulsory show. You wait for the compulsory show to begin. It takes time. You hear a voice. Perhaps it's a recitation. That's the show. Someone reciting. Selected passages. Old favourites. A poetry matinee. Or someone improvising. You can barely hear them. That's the show. You can't leave. You're afraid to leave. It might be worse elsewhere. You make the best of it. You try and be reasonable. You came too early. Here we'd need Latin. It's only beginning. It hasn't begun. He's only preluding, clearing his throat, alone in his dressing room. He'll appear any moment. He'll begin any moment. Or as the stage manager, giving his instructions, his last recommendations, before the curtain rises. That's the show. Waiting for the show, to the sound of a murmur, you try and be reasonable. Perhaps it's not a voice at all. Perhaps it's the air, ascending, descending, flowing, eddying, seeking exit, finding none. And the spectators, where are they? You didn't notice. In the anguish of waiting, never noticed you are waiting alone. That's the show. Waiting alone, in the restless air, for it to begin, for something to begin, for there to be something else but you, for the power to rise, the courage to leave. You try and be reasonable. Perhaps you are blind, probably deaf. The show is over. All is over. But where then is the hand, the helping hand, or merely charitable, or the hired hand? It's a long time coming to take yours and draw you away. That's the show, free, gratis, and for nothing, waiting alone, blind, deaf, you don't know where, you don't know for what, for a hand to come and draw you away, somewhere else, where perhaps it's worse. And now for the it. I prefer that. I must say I prefer that. What a memory, real flypaper. I don't know. I don't prefer it anymore. That's all I know. So why bother about it? A thing you don't prefer. Just think of that, bothering about that. Perish the thought. One must wait. Discover a preference within one's bosom. Then it will be time enough to institute an inquiry.
chez son oncle qui entend les crocodiles de pied ferme. Et Linon.
Music there by Luciano Berio, using the texts by Samuel Beckett and Claude Levi-Strauss. If there are any composers out there who wish to send in their work, please do so. You can do it on the Curious Broadcast website in the contact section. And I'd love to hear from you. It's a genre-free restriction, by the way, so you can send in whatever it is you like. I will play out today with some Brian Eno. This is from the soundtrack to the Apollo mission film. Released by NASA, this is from the film For All Mankind. This is Brian Eno's An Ascent.